Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. Hope you're doing great, and I'm here after unexpected 2 weeks where I guess fucked up a bit. No, just a little bit of regular maintenance, I would say, or just overheads, just moving my whole set up from Vienna, just kind of finishing school and stuff. And yeah, if you can hear me in a very weird way today, the reason for that is because I don't really have a microphone today. I'm just speaking to a damn PC that I just opened after having like a 2 hour workout down in the gym on Cyprus in the Turkish part. So I'm both in Turkey and in Cyprus. Since I'm in a territory occupied by Turkey and the northern Cyprus, which is only recognized by Turkey itself, so all the other countries, 195 countries around the world, do not recognize this as Turkey, but Turkey self-proclaimed it, so whatever. Not trying to be educational here, just rather we'll cut straight to the chase and share a bit more about the reflections that I have about the last few weeks and so forth, so that we are kind of pretty decently aligned with a lot of stuff, so that you just receive the most up-to-date techniques and everything else that you'll need just to go ahead and crush it. So being very honest and upfront, I have taken off about, right now it's going to be about a month of pretty much not doing anything. I've logged just a few hours here and there. Today just spent a few hours, about 8 hours, just getting up to date with a few new updates in the industry in terms of like the new updates to Facebook, Meta, marketing, and so on and so forth. And right now, I just got an idea that I would just come here and record another episode for you so that you're updated as well. Oh, yeah, geez, that's so amazing. Where to even start? I guess one of the reasons why I even have taken the time off was that I just really wanted to travel a bit more around different countries where I've never been to before. I've visited like in June and the beginning of July, in about 45 days, I've been to 12 new countries that I've never visited before. That's been Denmark, Sweden, Finland, yeah, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, as well as Malta, Vatican City. All right, just got disconnected for a few seconds. So yeah, Malta, Vatican City, Monaco, believe it or not, Spain. I've never been to Spain before. I've been to Barcelona, Andorra, Madrid, and then got on my way to Lisbon, Portugal, Faro, Portugal, as well as, what the heck was the name of the place? Marbella, yeah, I almost forgot the name of the city, yeah. So, I've been there, and thereafter just made my way back to Slovakia, just moving everything that I had in Vienna, just gonna cancel my contract there, literally was out of the place, and just kinda took everything that I had and made my way back to, just like kinda moving things from there, spent a few days in the mountains, and then headed here to Cyprus for about 12 days into resort. Just thought that it would be a great place to relax, but I literally didn't enjoy the whole trip here. That's a different thing. Yeah, it's literally, many people think that once you will whatever achieve your goals, you'll feel happy. With me, works in a different way. I literally always have to have something on my mind, otherwise I just get freaking bored. And then my emotional state and everything else just goes into shambles a bit. So for that reason, I always just kind of feel way better if I'm just like fully booked. Believe it or not, just kind of working 16 hours a day. I felt better than ever before. Just kind of been on a working spree that's been working pretty great. So I'll perhaps summarize it pretty well on the previous episodes. But I don't really want to speak about that here. Maybe just one qu very quick spin-off on that is that it's not. I would not really say that it's the means to the ends. I've done it for like quarter, like 3/4 of a year almost, and despite the results being quite good, they weren't really the best or the ones that I expected. And the main reason for that being is that I wasn't really focused since I've still built since I've still been just working on school. That's the first part. And then there are like I would just really say that there are these emotional tasks that you just kind of have to just overpower yourself in a way of doing new things you've never done before. And it's not that hard physically as it is psychologically, looking at yourself sucking at a thing you've never done before. And that's one of the reasons, even for me right now, of not doing things that I know I should be doing for a long period of time. And that's the same as with most people. Imagine them, like people know what they should do just to lose weight. They should eat less food and they should go to the gym. But either they just don't want to look weird to their family members, or they don't want to look weird going to the gym and not knowing anything about working out and just not even fitting into their normal size of clothes, just being out in the open, just everyone, so to say, can ma be making fun of them. And this is one of the big reasons why I believe like not many people start. So, like that's the thing. You don't really need 16 hours a day just to get there. Like it's one of the means you can get there, but still, you're just gonna need this emotional power to do the things you know you should be doing, but you're not doing them yet, because of yourself stopping you from doing them because you don't want to really embarrass yourself. So, yeah, that's if I should just really name the one of the biggest constraints I'm still battling right now, like this is the thing that I would specifically name. On top of that, you can even see that a few months ago, I've been recording these podcast episodes on more often, like on more regular basis, and it's been really working way better that way in terms of actually helping me to enhance my way to express myself accurately, saying the things that I wanted to say in the first place. So that was the first part, and yeah, I would say just that. You have to have something you're doing every single day, or like a big vision you're working towards. Otherwise, you just get lost and you get beaten pretty significantly in a both physical and psychological way. Despite me just doing all of this traveling and stuff, I didn't really feel that I had a clear grasp of the vision that I would be building after I finished college. So that was one of the reasons why I didn't really enjoy the last month as much as many people would expect that I would have enjoyed it. Just taking myself a few years back, just doing the things that I'm doing right now, I feel that, oh, like that's great, but like literally bringing myself right here right now, I don't really feel that great. I just freaking want to get back to work, just back on the field, just back working all out on making the vision, on bringing the vision forth. So yeah, that's as far as it goes. In terms of like the emotional nuances that you have to figure out, and like it's even a bit harder because you just kind of have to like you have to first win yourself, because even if you don't win yourself, like in terms of you actually encouraging and believing yourself and your own vision of what you're actually going to create, then it's virtually impossible for you to go out in the world and face other people who are going to be telling you who are you to be thinking that you're good enough to be able to execute on top of this vision. So when these people come and you don't even trust yourself, like this can really just gonna be really bad for you in terms of actually helping you to stay on course of actually doing the things you've told yourself you would be doing. So what else should I share with you? I would just really say that like consumption is a bit overrated in a way, because if you really think about that, like there's only one true currency in the world, which is time. And once you even have money, like imagine if you had unlimited supply of money, you still have to spend your time because your time is eventually running out. And you can just kind of just pick the few things that you want to be spending your time on. Just speaking from a personal point of view, of me traveling a lot, of me doing whatever the heck you can imagine, the amount of dopamine that you can get from playing video games and like just doing some weird stuff, because I spent thousands upon thousands of hours playing video games when I was young, and like just the amount of dopamine that you can get from playing those games is just something very hard compared to actually the dopamine that you get from real world, regardless of how big your achievements are. You hit a five-figure month, it feels great. But then, okay, like what the heck are you gonna do with the money? Like that's also a thing that you have to just kind of think about. Like you go out, you buy a new car, great, you buy a new car, and what the heck do you do with the new car? Like just do like you're gonna be spending the time with the new car, and like what the heck? Like I've experienced the feeling in the past. Like okay, great, you get a new car, and like this the second day you have the car, you just feel like shit, because like what the heck is even this about? Like you feel that you would be feeling something like more special or something, but at the end you just feel so freaking normal. And the same with like food. Like I just literally, I even like in terms of maybe clothing. Like right now I've been to the gym since I've been super compensating, if you know some fitness stuff. Like I've been eating a lot more calories than is my like I just kind of been bulking a lot in the past few days. I've been eating a lot because there's a lot of food here. Despite me eating clean, like still you just get like 5,000 calories minimum per day, and me doing that for the past 10 days or so, you just kind of get bulky. But at first, since you're still working out, you don't really see the fat effects. You first see just like you get your muscles get fuller while you're not getting fat for the first like 2 weeks when you're doing this. It's a bit complicated, but like I've been doing bodybuilding for 10 years, so I can just kind of see the effects on my on me. So literally I'm freaking huge, I'm shredded, and like right now I've been to the gym. I've just randomly picked a t-shirt that I've had since the age of 13, which is literally 9 years ago, or 9.5 years ago. It's a basic gray t-shirt that doesn't even have a logo on it. Nothing special about it. I have just some weird 10 buck shorts, some socks from a clothing company that I've had in the past, as well as some, yeah, good shoes. But still, I just like literally feel way better than just wearing some weird branded shit. I have Gucci shoes, I have like whatever the. I have like whatever you can imagine. But I just hate wearing those things. It's just like literally, these things are way better. So, like they're just really thinking about the thing about consumption, like okay, like who are you really trying to impress or stuff like that. It's a great question just to be asked. And in terms of food, it doesn't even make sense at all. Literally I just treat food as it's just about calories and macronutrients, and maybe micronutrients in a way, like minerals and vitamins and stuff. I don't care about like, for me, it's way better if the food is disgusting in a way, if Because if it's disgusting, I will eat less of it. Like that's a great trick. If you, when I've been doing bodybuilding competitions, I've been like forcefully trying to make my food as disgusting as possible because you're literally starving yourself for 2.5 months where you're like losing like a lot of weight, even you not having that much fat at all. So, and it works. Like I feel way better because since I'm not eating that much, I have way more energy in terms of actually being able to think and work on a much higher level. So yeah, that's just gonna weird thing. So once you have the cash, it's just very interest or very important just to think about the ways that you really wanna spend the what you really wanna spend the time on. And for me, just kind of spending the time on things that actually matter to me is just gonna make in the most sense in the first place. So, just kind of buying the time back, that's gonna works. You buy the time back when you can. Not sure what else to say. Is there anything else that I'd like to share with you today? I guess no. One of the biggest things that you can have in your life, or at least like you can build yourself up, is momentum. If there's one thing that I would just recommend you never losing, that's also momentum. Just never, 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 ever losing it. Because once you lose it, it's very hard to get back. This applies to fitness. Even me, last month, I've been working out not on a regular basis. I've maybe on average been to the gym like 2 or 3 times a week. Which is, I would say, on average, like 2 times a week, which is very, very bad considering my standards. And I would just say that, like, the biggest benefit in this way is that it's way easier just to maintain everything which you've gained than it is to just actually gain it. This applies to everything in your life eventually. But still, it's just gonna, you just kinda have to power through things and make your hard call. So there is one thing or a few things that I would like to speak about openly, since I'm treating this as a long-term project, actually uploading this podcast. I'm not sure if it's the 156th episode or whatever. It's very important just to kind of stay subscribe to your long-term vision and just gonna be going on your route, just minding your own business and not doing anything else. One of the biggest regrets that I have in terms of this year, or maybe in other words, the things that I would definitely have done differently, is just kind of continuing with these podcasts and just kind of continuing with what we started last year, and even me sharing a lot of things out that would have been definitely way better. And yeah, additionally, like never stopping, like always just gonna be evolving, be always on the edge of actually doing things and making progress. I would say like that's one of the most important things a person can do. Just kind of never stopping and always keeping evolving and just working on the things that you want to be doing. So that's it for me. I'm gonna leave you with this. That's it for me. Have a great rest of the day. Biggest fan, and I'm gonna catch you in a while. Bye bye.